Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to mention briefly about the original Tent of America. We don't get a chance to get back much on that. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. Since you are so well studied now.
That seems like... I gave
you a lot of time to study on the pocket constitution that you guys carry around with you.
And you see,
mine's all worn out and all that kind of stuff. And I could see... Well, I can't see yours now, but... I'm going to ask you, you know, a very important amendment. And you have to understand that... Do you know what year? Do you know? Never mind. Don't even have to ask that question. Just even bringing that up.
I'm not going
to
break. Pat, go ahead.
Go for it.
He already answered it already.
Come on. Okay, the forehead. Yeah.
He answered it. He says he's saying it. Well, you know, obviously when the Constitution was first written in the Declaration of Independence was... The Declaration of Independence was, hold on a minute.
1776.
There we go. Right. Hey. Well, listen.
I had to pull from the archive.
There you go.
Yeah, it was downloading.
We're going to give you time to think. Obviously going to give you time to think because that took a lot of time. So we're going to do something while you're thinking. We're just going to hear this slow tune to kind of fill in the awkwardness of you not knowing the answer. And if you get it right, we always heard what you hear, right? But if you get it wrong...
Did you sign up for this game?
And if you're waiting too long...
That means you're buffering.
That's your buffering.
You're buffering, yeah.
You're buffering there. So here's the question. You can look at the other one you didn't answer. But if it's 1776, so obviously they declared that they're going to have a separation from the king. Now we got to begin to have a constitution. So obviously they didn't write that simultaneously.
No.
That came a little bit later on. And so not only that, but in addition, the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Civil Rights, didn't come immediately. The amendments, we talk, you know, the Bill of Rights, first amendment, they came. So which means is, you know, everybody thinks, well, this just happened in 1776 and 1778 is what I believe that the Constitution. But you can correct me, John, if I'm wrong in the context of that. But what I'm understand, this came way down the road, and this will prove it because I'm going to ask you what a particular amendment is. Are you Googling?
He's Googling.
It's 1787.
Yeah, a little dyslexic there. Okay, but 1787. Okay, stop. Look away. Look away. Look away from Google. Look away. We don't look.
Come on, tighten up.
Here is somebody unplug all of his stuff over there. Okay, listen.
Hold on.
This right. Look.
I'm here.
Away from the screen.
Okay. So then this is down the road. So some people say, well, it's always been this way or that way. No, it hasn't. Things unfolded over time, and we made amendments to the Constitution. We made a First Amendment. We made a Second Amendment. And we'll get the dates on the first 10, but I believe they came like way, like 1890-something or 18. It was amazing how far along they came. 17, whatever, we'll figure that out. We're learning as we go, obviously. But it didn't happen like the day they signed the Declaration of Independence. All of a sudden, everything was done.
Right.
Began a journey, an experiment, if you would. Well, out of the amendment...
1787.
Quit looking over there. Okay, we got good time.
All right.
His eyes are just glued over there. Pull his plug.
I'm about to.
Anyway, so here's the question. This is the question, the million-dollar question. What is the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution? What is the 15th Amendment? I mean, you don't have to know it by heart. Just what is the 5th Amendment about? John.
He's Googling.
Pat, I'm deferring. I'm deferring to you on the.
I don't want to embarrass you.
It'll embarrass me. This is like a tournament. The what, John?
Yes.
Today's question from the original 10 of the United States. What? I mean, just got to just hint. Anywhere in there.
I don't know what the 15th Amendment is.
What is the 15th Amendment? This is the 15th Amendment. Section 1 is the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on the account of race, color, or privilege, condition of servitude. And then Section 2 of that is the Congress shall have the power to enforce that. It wasn't until the 15th Amendment that people could not be forced not to vote based on the color of their skin. That's how long it took. Mm. That's how bad our history is and some of the things that happened. It was the 15th Amendment, and it's like, man, we got to re-understand.
That's a lot of time.
If I'm a person of color and I've come up through several generations in this nation, I could tell you what the 15th Amendment is. Because my great grandmother or my grandmother is telling me that they would not let my grandmother's telling me they wouldn't even let her vote, and so it gives us a little bit of empathy to the folks today who are walking this out. They realize, hey, my goodness, say what you want to, but it wasn't until the 15th Amendment did you even recognize the fact that you got to get these guys they're forcing us to pay poll taxes, standing outside with all kinds of weapons, making us feel all uncomfortable and stuff. You know, preventing us from going to schools to be able to read to the point where we can actually read the ballots and know who we're. I mean, all these things are coming against them, and that's why it wasn't just till recently, by the way, just recently in the last couple of months, did they back off some laws that they had where the Congress was regulating in the South how this was taking place because of what happened in the past. But they just backed off those laws just recently because things, they said, had gotten better in the South. That's the 15th Amendment, the original tent of the United States.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.